Welcome to the weekly podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Odette Lockwood Stewart, pastor of Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on September 25, 2005. Her sermon was titled, Standing on the Rock. If you knew you would die today, how would you change? The lectionary reading is Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7.
If you knew that you would die today, if you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? This question comes from Tracy Chapman on her new CD in a song called Change. She goes on to ask, how bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction, what cause and effect makes you turn around, makes you change? Our scripture lesson this morning seems to be about thirsty people getting water, seems to be about God proving that God is God by intervening miraculously in a desperate situation. Last Sunday, we heard the story of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness and murmuring against Moses because they were hungry. This Sunday, we hear the story of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness and murmuring against Moses because they were thirsty. Sound familiar? Feel familiar? Last week, we learned how God gave and gives daily bread in places and forms we do not expect. Today, we learn that the people journeyed in the wilderness in stages, and God provided for them. But when they came to the place named Rephidim, desert, there was no water. They cried out, "Give us water." They quarreled and complained that Moses was trying to kill them with thirst as he led them from promise to fulfillment. God tells Moses to go ahead of the people, to take some of the elders, to take the staff and strike the rock of Horeb, and water will come out that the people might drink. Now, chapters 15, 16, and 17 in the book of Exodus are filled with the struggles, complaints, and cries of people murmuring in wilderness. Our text this morning is the last of these stories. Moses tells God that the people are so angry this time, they are almost ready to stone him to death. Moses even called the place Massah, meaning testing place, or Meribah, quarreling, because the people asked, "Is God here with us or not?" But maybe this story isn't about whether or not God shows up. God shows up. Maybe this story is about how we are shaped or misshaped by wilderness, the wild places in which we live, and how we are shaped and misshaped by the tests we set up for God, for others, and for ourselves. Have you ever decided silently or even subconsciously on a test for a loved one, a community, a colleague, yourself, for God? Silently or even subconsciously, you say, if you show up, if you show up in the way I need you to show up, if you do this, then I'll trust you. I'll believe you. I'll love you. I'll forgive you. Have you ever decided that God was absent because a prayer was not answered according to your answer sheet? Perhaps in the development of these tests for others, let alone for God, we're the ones who need to show up, to answer, to change. If you knew that you would die today, if you saw the face of God and love, would you change? This week, a beloved member of this community came very close to death. His testimony to Christian faith isn't that he made it miraculously out of the hospital and is now at home, which he did, and he is, and we praise God for that. We praise God. His witness to our faith is that knowing he might well see the face of God and love on that day, he was ready. Meister Eckhart wrote, "God does not expect anything else of you except that you let yourself go and let God be God in you." It's not about the thirst or even the water. It's not about the staff and the rock or even finding life and health and beauty inside. It's not about standing on rock-solid faith in the middle of wilderness. It's about seeing the face of God standing on the rock before you, within your soul, in the face of stranger, enemy, family. It's about a journey that changes us so that who we are becomes more and more congruent with who we were created to be. Now, the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness for a very long time. Wilderness can be a school for the soul or a harsh setting for a hardening of hearts. Moving from bondage, from enslavement, to a just, sustainable, beloved community and new life takes time, takes change. And it is not an individual journey. To survive and thrive in wilderness, we travel as a people, depending upon God to provide for us and to guide us. Epworth is not only praying for the people of Louisiana and Texas, not only collecting funds, health kits, flood buckets, school kits, organizing volunteer teams, trainings, helping folks resettle here in the Bay Area in a variety of ways. Epworth is also working through the Berkeley Organizing Congregations for Action and the National PICO Network toward a massive effort to help now scattered citizens and families of New Orleans to come together to have a voice in the rebuilding of their city. Rebuilding is about jobs and home and recovery, but it is also about empowering communities to define agenda and outcome. Through our connectional giving in the United Methodist Church, every week, Epworth is at work in places that are no longer on CNN headline news or on the front page of the paper. Through Church World Service, we are steadfastly working in Indonesia, in everyday examples of deliberate initiatives and dedication to long-term recovery from the tsunami. Through our global ministries every day, we are in Darfur, Sudan, where 2 million people have been displaced and 400,000 have died. Even as we look around and feel our pain and wonder if God is with us or not, God's presence guides us beyond self-interest in the wilderness between promise and fulfillment of reconciling love for all creation. In case you didn't recognize it, this is a stewardship sermon. Stewardship means caring for and sharing the gifts that God has entrusted to us. Gifts of life, of creation, time, money, resources, community, and spirit. Our stewardship theme this year is Stewardship Rocks, Stepping Out in Faith. Our first gift is God. Our first faithful step in stewardship is caring for the gift of God's presence, however it comes to us. God says to Moses, "I will be standing there in front of you on that rock. Strike the rock, and water will pour forth that the people may drink." God was standing on the rock. God is standing on the rock, the rock, the water, the manna, the parting of the sea, the love that sustains us in the face of hatred. God stands on the rock in our presence. Walter Brueggemann, in his commentary on this text, makes the interesting observation that the scripture in this and the structure of this scripture story and many other miracle stories in the Bible is that a problem is presented, a need is voiced, in this case, thirst. Then God intervenes, and the problem is solved by a gift from God. Brueggemann then writes these words: "It is worth considering that the same structure is used for the standard form for television commercials in the United States. In the television ads, problems are not turned over to God. They are solved by the product. We're trained to believe at some overt or unconscious level that whatever our problems are, they, a commodity, a product, will not only solve them, but will also generate love and well-being. We are taught and trained to seek sustenance in empty calories. We are taught and trained to fear one another and to place our trust in walls and weapons rather than peacemaking. We are taught and trained to invest in usury rather than in each other. We are taught and trained to trust the powers and principalities of empire rather than believe in the power of love. We can murmur. We can build or buy false idols. We can give up hope and the power to change, beginning with ourselves. Or we can look to the one who stands on the rock and offers us water for our thirsty souls. We can remember the promise as Meister Eckhart offered it. God does not expect anything else from you except that you let yourself go and let God be God in you. Amen."
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have comments, please send them to epworthonline@gmail.com. That's EPWORTHONLINE@gmail.com.